This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, I am going to read a list of companies, and I want you to tell me what they have in common, all right? All right, here we go. Google, Amazon, Facebook, Twitter. And lest you think the answer is that they're all tech companies, that's not the answer. So please allow me to continue. Disney, Harley Davidson, Mattel as well. They were all, once upon a time, startups. But when exactly does a company stop being a startup and start being just a company? Here's Sally Herships.
Normally, for this kind of story, I would start by playing tape from a new startup. Then I'd talk to older companies. But most of the people I talked to didn't agree. And when I asked when a startup stops being a startup, I got answers like this.
You're not going to get an answer to that question, Sally.
That was David Alk, COO of ShopKeep, a more mature company. We'll hear more from him later. So now that you know this question might have a fuzzy answer, let's start again at Kinesi, a startup in Brooklyn.
So one way to tell that you're at a baby startup is the location. This place is ages from the subway, and I'm super hot and sweaty, so I'm going to call them and tell them I'm here.
Brian Valentini is one of the co-founders. I asked him how you know a startup is a startup.
Well, you can ask them, do you have business cards? Something simple like that. The answer for me would be not right now.
Kinesi was founded in June, which means you can measure its age like a baby in weeks.
Do you have an HR department?
You're looking at it.
Valentini says for him, one sign a startup has stopped being a startup
is when you come in, you've started something, and it stops being fun.
I wanted to hear from older startups, so I stopped by Columbia Business School's Startup Lab in Soho. It's a big room with high ceilings, long tables, and lots of entrepreneurs with laptops.
I'm not sure that a startup ever stops being a startup.
Benji Jack's startup Board Rounds has been around for a year. He says startupness is a frame of mind, being able to innovate and change quickly.
So I don't think one can point to Google and say, on this date, Google was no longer a startup.
Remember David Alk with ShopKeep? His office is just a few blocks away. And he agrees with Jack that plenty of public companies are run like startups. ShopKeep was founded 6 years ago, but...
we're a startup. Look, we have a pool table, we have a kegerator, we have a foosball table, we have free food.
Am I drinking a beer?
He probably is. He's standing behind me, isn't he?
Yeah. Alk says ShopKeep is a mature company and a startup. He says as CFO now, his focus is on day-to-day business. He doesn't have to worry about capital like he used to. But he says the company retains its startup qualities, like employees' ability to make decisions and ownership of their jobs. But then again, ShopKeep has about 130 employees. It's no Microsoft.
The problem is the larger you become as a company in terms of headcount, the more likely are smart people inside the company to become dumb.
Haya Greva-Rowe is a professor at Stanford. He teaches classes like Scaling Up Excellence. He says he doesn't mean people become stupid. He told me about an anthropologist, Robin Dunbar.
He studied a number of species to find out what is the optimal size of a tribe or a social grouping.
Rowe says around 150 people. Beyond that, your tribe is going to break apart. The bigger a company is, Rowe says, the harder it is to know everyone's name, let alone what they do. Imagine you founded a startup that's grown from 2 employees to 2,000.
You know, you go to a meeting and say, who are these people? What the hell are they doing here?
So it's kind of ironic because once the company becomes successful, it kind of becomes its own enemy.
Exactly. That's exactly the problem. That's exactly the problem.
Rowe says companies like Google and Facebook are not startups. When they grow, he says it's nearly impossible to hold on to the culture. That's why companies like Google give venture capital money inside the company to try to stay Googly. Back at Columbia Startup Lab, Liz Wilkes, a founder of Exuberancy.com, is working on her laptop. She says a startup stops being a startup when it stops feeling like a family and becomes an organization with hierarchy and systems. But she also says startupness is cultural, which can be bad for business.
You know, when you meet like that guy who's like 40 and is wearing like a backwards cap and he's like at the bar with your friends who are in their 20s and you're like, oh, this guy might be a little too old to be here.
Wilkes says if they're not careful, startups can get stuck in their teenage years. But she says if a company can hold on to the positive aspects of the culture and grow, it can be powerful. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.